And welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. I am so excited for today's conversation because we're here with Staff Sergeant Brycena. He's with the U.S. Air Force. And not only did he bring us lunch, but it was so nice to catch him before he leaves. And Staff Sergeant, thank you so much for sitting down with me for a couple of minutes.
Well, thank you for having me.
And it's been interesting as I've been able to talk to many, many organizations around the area, have not talked to the military yet. So I'm glad that you're here and to talk about this. Let's talk about you, though, for a bit. I know you're not from the Butler area. Where are you from?
So originally I'm from outside of L.A. in California and grew up there. What was it? When I enlisted at 20. But I actually came from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
So, oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay. So how did you make your route here to Butler County? Or you're not stationed in Butler County, huh? You wouldn't be from technically our area.
Yeah, so technically I'm stationed at Wright-Patterson.
Okay.
But because we are essentially like not attached to it,
mm-hmm.
our state, we are like belonging to Cannonsburg.
But okay, so you're stationed in Cannonsburg?
Yep, but with all the recruiters separate. So we got recruiters in Monaca, Pittsburgh, over here in Butler. So we're covering a large area.
Okay. So if you are you recruiting in Butler County now? Not meaning today, but in general sense, are you recruiting from Butler County right now?
Yep. So I am the recruiter for Butler County. So I hit schools like Armstrong, Karnes, Notch. I also get... like Seneca Valley.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Butler High, of course, Butler School District.
Yep.
Yeah, our main, I don't want to say a main school district. We have multiple school districts within our county. But so how are you handling that right now? Because schools are in, they're out, they're home, they're hybrid. And you know, to all respect to the schools because they're trying their best. But how are you handling that as a recruiter if you're used to going into schools?
So, like I said, I'm fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's easier for me to adapt to go virtual because I'm not going to just show up to the high school and be like, I want to get a presentation.
Sure.
For me, it's just go talk to the guidance counselor, try to set up something virtual. That way it's like I'm respecting the kids, like their safety and watching for the safety for everyone else because I'm just like everyone else. I got my own family.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So if someone just shows up to a classroom unannounced, it'll be frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the best way to get a hold of you? How do you set up these virtual meetings? How are you handling that initial contact with people?
So I always tell people to either call me or send me a text on my phone number. So we all carry around cell phones now. So all it is they contact me at 724-787-3436.
Mm-hmm. Do that again. I know we're scrambling to write that down.
So it's 724. Mm-hmm. 787-3436. And they could just show me a text, give me a call, or but initially we just first contact. Obviously we're gonna try to qualify people.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking for is anyone from the ages of 18 to 39 who have a clean like medical history. Even if they have something, we could work around it.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean like they're disqualified. They don't have any major law violations, no like major drug use. Essentially, someone of good moral character who's physically fit and can essentially join the military.
I'm not sure what branch of the military it was. My one son goes to a gym, and one of the military branches were there. And when he came out, he was like, "That was really neat." I was like, "Was it tough? you know, what did you have to go through?" But what do you have to go through whenever you have to show as a young person that you are physically fit to be able to join a branch of the military?
So obviously, you have to meet like the weight requirements, be able to do the push-ups and sit-ups. As required for you, it's different for
correctly,
males.
Right? Not my way. You have to do them correctly.
Yep. Yeah, and it'll vary for males and females.
Okay.
So, and then essentially just be able to complete the run.
And I'm interested in, and I don't want to go too deep into the male versus female, you know, aspect of all of this, but are the men and women doing the same work in the military? And I ask that because should the test to be able to get in be equal? You know, with the push-ups. I mean, why are they different for the genders?
So the reason why they're different is because no one's built the same.
Oh, okay.
So we always tailor around it. But essentially, like, job qualifications and everything, they're all equal.
Okay.
So males and females can be in the same position. Like, Air Force-wide, like, we don't, there's no separation.
Okay. All right. So then if you're thinking this might be something that you want to do, go into the U.S. Air Force, and you don't know much about it, is that where you sit down with a young person to go through the options of what their focus could be once they're in the U.S. Air Force?
Yep. So essentially in the initial interview, I'll try to figure out, like, what they want, what they need, or what they're looking for as far as the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially let them know, like, well, the Air Force, it'll benefit you because of, like, what we provide. So if they're looking for, like, school, a different job, essentially, like, because the Air Force ultimately will provide, like, everything that you need to be successful in life.
What is it that you went into the U.S. Air Force for? What was your attraction to that branch of the military?
So I joined because my cousin joined.
Mm-hmm.
So me and being in California, I was going to school. It was 2010, so the recession hit. And my dad only had enough money to provide college for one. I was going to junior college. My sister was going to university. So she got the money, and my dad told me to try to find a job to pay for college.
Okay.
Couldn't find one, and essentially talked to my cousin. He's like, well, join the Air Force. It's like, if you don't like it, you only did a short time, but you come out with essentially with that technical knowledge that could help you out in life.
Now, when I think Air Force, of course, I think everybody's a pilot.
Yeah.
Is that the truth or not, or is that a certain focus once you get into the Air Force?
So it's not truth, because becoming a pilot is difficult, but there's many different careers.
Okay.
Like me becoming a recruiter, I actually learned, like, there's not just, like, mechanical aspect. There's also linguistics, intelligence. There's computer-based. There's broadcasting also.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, it's a lot of different career options that the Air Force provides.
And I can't remember what branch it was again. I just remember seeing it one time in the past few years, an ad about a broadcasting job with the Air Force and, you know, and all of that. What do you broadcast? Do you do radio? Do you podcast? What do you do in the military right now when it comes to broadcasting? Or are you talking more about broadcasting within the military for military purposes?
Yeah, essentially, it's like kind of like public affairs. Like, they'll make their own, like, little videos and stuff like that. That way, just get the
message, the information out. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And that's what you're learning to do if you've never been a broadcaster before. And what are the other specialties that you could go into if you join the U.S. Air Force?
So obviously the Air Force is mechanically driven,
mm-hmm.
but it all depend on your qualifications, because if essentially we're not going to stick you in the job that you're going to fail at, we're going to stick you in the job that you're most likely going to succeed at. But you could be anywhere from HVAC technician, electrician, mechanic. You could be a welder. Essentially, like me myself, I'm a nuclear weapons technician.
Oh, okay.
And it's just wherever they think that you're going to most succeed at is whatever career field that they're going to want to put you in.
So how does that work when you are a recruiter and you have a nuclear weapons, you're a nuclear weapons technician? Do I have that correct?
Yep.
So do you wait to be called if you're needed and in the meantime you're a recruiter, or are you now out of that realm of having to go anywhere?
So I'm out of that realm to go, like, anywhere.
Okay.
So I'm strictly just a recruiter for the next 4 years.
Okay.
And after these 4 years, if I decide to stay as a recruiter, then essentially I'll become a recruiter. Okay. Or I could just go back to my career field.
Interesting. So did you have to go anywhere during that time that you could have been called out?
No. So for essentially, because I hear that a lot,
mm-hmm.
but the Air Force, essentially whatever career field you get chosen for, is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. So if you deploy or something like that, mm-hmm. essentially it's going to be for your job. For me,
yeah.
I've never deployed, and I've been in 10 years, stay there with my wife, been there for every anniversary, every Christmas with my kids. I've been there like my whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like me being lucky because like my cousin, he has deployed because he is a aircraft mechanic. So he has been like missed birthdays, missed births from his kids, missed anniversaries. So, but whatever job essentially you get picked for the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
that's the job that you're going to do.
10 years. Has it gone in a blink of an eye? Does it feel like you just started yesterday?
Oh, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
It goes by quick, and then you just look back and you're like, oh, how the time
We're
flies.
We're here already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you looking to do as your future continues? You say now you're a recruiter for at least 4 years. Is that right?
Yep.
Are you going to reenlist after that? Will you continue? Will you wait until that time to see what you're going to do?
So my goal right now is, since 10 years flew by fast,
mm-hmm.
I got 10 years left until I retire, until I hit my 20-year mark. And then after that, I just see where it goes.
Interesting. What do you love about what you do? Or being in the Air Force, what do you love about that?
Honestly, I love the freedom. Like, all the options, all the opportunities, everything. I never felt like I got stuck in one place. I was always doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, essentially, I enjoy, because I don't like being repetitive, where it's like day in, day out, you're doing the same thing. For me, it's always, everything changes. Nothing's mm-hmm. always the same.
And some people thrive on that. You know, some people like the consistency. Some people love the change. And not one is good or bad from the other. It's just that's what, you know, people's lives consist of. And I just love that. I had a recently, I will just say about a year ago, a pastor friend moved because he was called elsewhere. But he was a chaplain. And now he's in Alaska as a chaplain. And I just find it interesting all the many moves that he has made. Do you enjoy moving to a whole different area just to see what the country is like as you're moving throughout the country?
Yeah, because so in the past 10 years, like I was saying, like for my job,
mm-hmm.
I didn't move much, but also because I didn't like put it on my resume for me to move.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, so to speak, but I only been to Albuquerque, New Mexico and Cheyenne, Wyoming.
And Pennsylvania. You've been here for a couple of years?
I've been here since July.
Okay, well, welcome to winter. you enjoy the winter. But typically in the past, we've had winter in at least November, December. So it seems like now we get winter in January. But yeah, it's a whole different climate here. But
yep.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, this will be the farthest east I could be stationed at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm taking advantage, enjoying it, going to go see, like, because essentially everywhere is different.
Yes.
Like the food, the people. And for me, that's what I enjoy, just meeting new people.
I agree. And not that I'm in the same shoes as you, but we will travel throughout the country just as a family. And we've done that. And even with my family of origin, if you will, we always just kind of go somewhere. And it's just interesting when you're in different parts of the country, how different it is. And it's I love it. I love seeing the differences in people. So here you have to eat pierogies. Have you had pierogies yet? Gone to Pittsburgh? Well, Canonsburg, close to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet, yeah. And permani sandwiches, where you have all the stuff
oh, yeah.
on the same sandwich. That's another key here. And then, of course, Heinz ketchup. We celebrate that. Mr. Rogers, we celebrate that as well in this area. But welcome to Butler County. I'm glad that you're able to make it, and thank you for the food, by the way.
Yep, you're welcome.
Very nice of you. But yeah, you'll find people in this area, I'm sure, as well as many other areas in the country, very welcoming. And so I hope you are able to get to where you need to be in the way of recruiting people. You say you mentioned that you go into schools. Anywhere else that you typically would go, but kind of is, I say, a struggle because of the times that we're living in right now?
Typically, it's like if there's an event going on,
mm-hmm.
I might try to go, but also it's like depending on like the, I don't want to get essentially the business owner in trouble because we're violating like COVID standards, like the restrictions and stuff.
Sure.
So I try to help them out, and then they try to help me out.
Yeah. Interesting times for all of us.
Oh yeah.
In this time. Yeah. And so let me ask you as you talk to people, I say this is just a weird year, so I don't know how you would answer this, but when you're out typically at an event or if you're going into schools, how many young people come to you within a year's time? Do you have a pretty good many, or do you have to reach out to them to say, have you ever thought about joining the Air Force?
Essentially, we get, because I get some people come up, just grab my card, and then, but I never hear anything back from them. But those few people, I want to say like about 50, maybe a year, like from start to finish, actually enlist.
Right. Does the military in general, not just the Air Force, but military in general, are they in need of people? Or where are we generally speaking with the military and the world that we're living in right now?
So the military will always have that need of people. But because essentially, if you think about it, after every 20 years, someone like retires, but someone has to take that place. So if there wasn't anyone going into the military, then the military wouldn't be a thing.
Right.
Right. And,
well, thank you for your service.
Yep.
Thank
You're
you welcome. That you've decided to do this. Welcome to the area, and I hope you enjoy Pennsylvania and travel. You know, if you, I don't know what you do in the way of vacations or traveling, but the East Coast is beautiful, and you got D.C. and everything up to Maine, down to North and South Carolina, and so I hope you get to enjoy the East Coast a little bit while you're here.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been to North Carolina before, but never been this far, like, north. So it's a plus.
Yeah. Where in North Carolina did you visit?
Greensboro.
Yeah, Greensboro. Yep. Yeah. I was in South Carolina for a little bit. And so, and what camp is in North Carolina? I don't think it's U.S. Air Force. It's right on the southern tip, I think.
I'm not entirely sure.
I'm not sure if it was Marines or, yeah, I remember camp being down there, but yeah. But well, anyway, welcome to Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for the food. And one more time with your contact information in case there is a young person listening out there that thinks maybe they would like to talk to you about the Air Force.
Yeah, so they could go visit me at the Clearview Mall, or if they're trying to be like COVID conscious or something, they could just shoot me a text or give me a call at 724-787-3436. 724-787-3436. They could just call me, text me, and we could set up like an appointment, or we could set it up either virtual or in person. So that way we could all just maintain our social distancing, make sure we wear our masks, and be safe.
Well, Staff Sergeant Bracino, thank you so much for your time.
Yep. Thank you for having me.